Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the I Want More Action podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Action, here with my man, the main co-host, Frankie Cranks.
What's going on, guys?
You can visit us at www.iwantmoreaction.com. And what are we doing today, Frank?
Today, Chris, we're doing Outside the Wire. And Outside the Wire is about, in the near future, a drone pilot sent into a war zone finds himself paired with a top-secret android officer on a mission to stop a nuclear attack.
It's directed by Mikael Hofstrom, and basically the only really well-known actor is Anthony Mackie.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of Outside the Wire?
I liked it. I didn't love it, but I liked it. I was thoroughly entertained by it. I liked Anthony Mackie for what it's worth in it. I wasn't a huge fan of his character. We'll get into more of that a little bit later. But yeah, I think he does a good job for what he's given. The action surprised me. The action was pretty good. The special effects were amazing. I love the special effects in this movie. And the action was pretty kick-ass, considering he plays a super-powered android.
Yeah. Storyline-wise, basically, okay, this is so difficult because the story is all over the friggin' place. But I'll tell you the basic premise without any of the twists.
Yeah.
Anthony Mackie plays a robot, kind of more like a cyborg, who is part of the military. He's a captain in the military, and no one knows he's a cyborg except his immediate superior officer and this new recruit who he wants to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
The new recruit goes to work with him because he makes a decision during a drone strike. Sorry, tongue twister, and it ends up killing two Marines.
Well, he does it to save
the other 38 Marines, or whatever Marines. It is. Yeah. But he ends up killing two. And so he gets punished because his superior officer at the time there told him not to do it. Okay. So he's actually punished for insubordination.
And also to kind of give you some scope of the movie. So there's a civil war going on in Ukraine.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah.
So like Russia is basically trying to retake Ukraine for its own. And there's like this militia or this army that's basically leading the way to retake it. And there's other like freedom fighters inside the Ukraine trying to fight back. And there's a DMZ in the middle of the Ukraine where that's where the U.S. Army is basically there trying to like keep, they're basically playing peacekeepers in the movie. And that's where Anthony Mackie and our main character also are.
And like everyone has like robots at their disposal. Like these tank-looking military robots.
Yeah, it's like, ever watch like those like DARPA videos of like those robots that they're building?
Yes.
Literally, like that's what they look like. Just more beefed up and like have more weapons.
You ever see robots with cameras on their heads?
Yeah.
Or some of them are like really beefed up, like the bad guy ones, the Russian ones.
Yeah.
And so Anthony Mackie he's helping the freedom fighters in Ukraine, but there's a lot. Hunt down this rogue general, but there's a lot more going on after that, and just I wouldn't want to spoil the storyline because A, it's completely confusing, and B, if you are interested in it, there are a lot of twists and turns that I'd rather not ruin.
All you have to know is the main villain of the opposition army, the army that's basically working for Russia or is on the Russian side. He basically has like a dictator complex, and he wants to try and get his hands on nukes.
Yes.
And Anthony Mackie and the main character trying.
He like even goes rogue from his own Russian superiors.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Like even they can't control him, and they don't know what he's going to do or where he is.
And Anthony Mackie wants to find him and stop him. So he's using the help of this younger guy because he's a robot and he needs the young guy to help him be an insubordinate to his. I'm gonna stop there because it gets really, really confusing when Anthony Mackie starts describing things.
Yes, it's always one of those things where like good thing it's on Netflix because you're probably gonna have to like stop it and like go back and rewind and keep watching it over to even.
And it still probably won't make sense because I don't think the script actually made sense.
Yeah, I mean, maybe one day I'll watch it again. I'm gonna pay more closer attention to everything. I mean, it might make sense in terms of like it may technically make sense, but it's just very convoluted at the end.
It's not that the storyline is confusing; it doesn't make sense. It's very simple. It's Anthony Mackie. Reasons for what he's doing and his explanation for his programming that's like what are you talking about
more than anything.
Yeah,
we won't give too much of it away though because again we'll let everybody decide if they like it or if they can understand it or not.
So Frank, would you like to see especially from the early late 80s mid 80s a lot of these movies type of movies came out, would you like to see like a resurgence in like the cyborg themed action film?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, especially now with technology and like CGI and everything, like I think they could do a really
The Last Terminator was great.
like, man, they have to do like a new Universal Soldier, but mixes like men with machines. And like I was thinking a lot about Universal Soldier also watching this movie. Like, imagine like just having like, again, like a new version where like one company still does the old school Universal Soldiers of like men, but another company does like the machines, and they have to like see which one's better, and they have to like face off with one another. Like, you could easily do something like that. And I think with special effects nowadays, you could get that done.
Or
That
even
could
a
look
remake of the
amazing.
movie Cyborg itself.
Yep, yeah.
Like, there's a
Like,
lot, or a good remake of RoboCop.
A good remake is key there.
Yeah, but like those style of movies, I wish like I said, The Last Terminator was great. It bombed in the theater, but it was such a good movie.
Yes, really, it's a lot of fun. I mean, I think James Cameron produced it and wrote it. I think he wrote it too. And this goes to show you, like, he's a good writer. Like, he knows action. Like, that movie is not a stop. We talk a lot about that, how like that movie kind of never got the credit it deserved because it came out during a really weird time for movies and in history that I think it just got really overlooked by a lot of people. But I think if most action movie fans went to go check it out, they would love it.
It's nonstop action from start to beginning,
Yes,
and it's like
yes.
the budget and everything about it is
And it's got
incredible.
some great laughs in the middle too.
Yeah,
So like, you
oh, with
know, it's just like,
Carl?
yeah, man.
Carl?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's not where you think it's gonna go, but like, I mean, like, what else is it gonna do, you know? Like, it just has fun with itself. Like, it knows what it is, you know?
And as we get closer to the reality of cyborgs and things like that, and, you know, I'm not saying like tomorrow, but technology is going in that artificial intelligence direction. I think more of these type of movies would definitely with an action slant. They might do really good in the theaters down the road.
Yeah, it could, definitely. I mean, again, it's one thing Netflix spent no expense on with the special effects in this film, and it shows. Everything looks like it's real, it looks amazing, it looks cool. Like, it looks like how if these things were really to exist, this is how they would move, how they would look, how they would interact. Like, they really get the technology, they really nail it on the head.
All right, we're gonna take a quick 10-second break because I really want us to get into the action in this movie because there's a lot of it. And we'll leave you a message from our sponsor. When we get back, we're gonna break down all the action scenes. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, and as usual, Frank starts with fights.
Fight scenes. I gave the fight scenes. Okay. I was gonna give it only a 3 out of 5 because it's not really much of it. But I enjoyed Anthony Mackie's fighting style so much. I actually gave it a 4 out of 5 because I enjoyed it. It was fun. How I mean, he's a robot, so he's kind of superhuman. But just every fight he's in looks fucking cool, man. It looks awesome. Like you don't normally see this because again, he's superhuman. But they really kind of. They really hit that home that like he's quicker and faster than everybody else, and only he's quicker and faster. They don't just speed it up like how they film it. Like he is actually quicker and faster, which makes it look really, really cool. And I really wish it was more hand-to-hand combat in it. But what you see is like it's really awesome. It's really good. So yeah, that surprised me how good it was.
I gave it a 3 out of 5, actually. I really liked it a lot. Two things. I wish there was more of it,
Yeah.
and I wish there was someone in the movie that could have given him a little bit of a run for his money because I like the fighting so much
Yeah,
that I
yeah.
wish there was a little bit of a like him fighting someone that they could have really went out there with the choreography because the
Yeah.
choreography is really good.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. That's the critique we're giving it. There's not enough of it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what's there is great,
There's a lot
you
more
know?
shooting in this movie.
Yes. This is more of like a war tactical film anyway than it is like a martial arts film or like a hand-to-hand combat film.
But the moves that he does do are freaking
Oh,
awesome.
great. Oh, it's
He's
really, it's
breaking
really.
arms, breaking necks,
Oh,
just
it's throwing
throwing people
people
through
around.
walls.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Stunts, I gave it 3 out of 5. The stunt work that is there, especially from Anthony Mackie and the people that he's interacting with, is really good. There's like a parkour chase on a roof and stuff. All that stuff's really good. But there's like, you know, it again, you know, a lot of these action movies lately, they're missing that like great stunt work that they do in Asian movies. Like it doesn't, they never have those big stunts or those stunts that you're like, wow, only a real stuntman can pull that off. And it's missing that type of those types of moments in the movies, but the stunts that are there are excellent.
Yeah, I give it a 3 out of 5 too for the same a lot of the same reasons that there's everything here is really good and it's cool, but nothing goes above and beyond. It's just kind of like it's just very competent and it he does some really great stunt work, Anthony Mackie, and like well his stunt double I'm sure does some really good stunt work. But yeah, like there's never that one scene where like you're like blown away back or like you're really taken aback from it. Like they don't cross that line with it ever, which I'm kind of disappointed because they didn't do a couple of scenes that they could have did something really cool, but they just didn't go there with it.
What'd you do for chase scenes?
Well, chasing is kind of weird, 'cause there's no like car chase in this movie.
There's only
really.
That parkour chase.
There's only really that parkour chase. Even that's kind of like cut in.
Yeah.
You know, so like, I mean, I don't know. It's hard because I don't want to give it a low rating because there's not much of it. But I would just give it like I would give it a 3 out of 5 because there's a scene where he's running after him and he's like jumping around the robots and like jumping around the room. And I guess what can kind of maybe count as like a chase scene, and that's really fun. That's probably one of the best better scenes in the movie with the action. So yeah, I'll give it a 3 out of 5 just because I found his movements and his choreography really interesting and really cool and really fluid.
Okay, so if I rated what you just rated, I would have also gave it 3 out of 5, but I based my chase rating off the parkour scene when he's
Yeah.
chasing the guy on the roof, and I gave it a 2 out of 5. It's
Yeah.
really short, but it's really like fun.
It is
Like
fun,
he's like
yeah.
running across like these beams on the roofs and everything. Like he's using his robotic like agility
Yeah,
to chase this guy
he's like
down.
sliding down the roof and shooting and everything.
Yes,
Like, it's cool.
John
It's
Woo
cool what he
style, yo. That
does.
was
Yeah.
awesome. I
Yeah.
loved it. But yeah, I gave it a 2. Like it's just really short. Like it's cool, but not very long.
No, it is short. It is. And
Shootout.
it's
Oh,
intercut
sorry.
with other scenes too.
Yeah, it
Like,
is. What's going on
it's not just a full
outside?
scene. Yeah.
Shootouts, I gave a 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
There's just tons of them, and they're all excellent. Like, yeah, you're not getting like that John Woo extraction style shootout. That's why it's not like a full 5 out of 5. But all
Yeah.
the shootouts and shooting and bullets and destruction that is there, it's freaking awesome.
Yeah, same. 4 out of 5. The shootouts are really good in this movie. Everything feels very real and very tactical. And that's what I really liked about it. Nothing like, like action movies, just like the guy's running around a gun who you can tell
Redemption Day?
has no idea how to actually use a gun at all,
Yeah.
though. Like, they're just running around shooting it at random. Like, it doesn't ha has like no like tactical use of it whatsoever. Like, this actually feels like a lot of thought and precision was put behind all the action scenes shootouts in this movie.
Like there was
Which is
actually
awesome.
military people on the set to teach
Yes.
them how to use tactical,
Yes.
you know.
And because he's a robot, you get a little bit like flair too. Like, he's like jumping over things and catching guns and stuff like that too. So you also get like some of like, good like extraordinary moments too that kind of mix it up a bit too, which is pretty fun.
What'd you do for special effects?
Honestly, 5 out of 5. I love the special. I mean, everything, like from the explosions to like the gun firing to like it's just like, I mean, the only thing I didn't like was like his body, like the inside. I felt like was kind of weak. Like, I just feel like everything else is so good. All the robots, all the explosions, everything, all the guns, everything else is so amazing that like his camouflage skin, what it looks like inside, it's just kind of weak. But like everything else is just so good, and special effects are so good in this movie. I hope other filmmakers are taking note because like this is how you shoot robots and how like special effects are robots in movies.
This movie, before I give my rating, I want to say this movie reminded me a lot of District 9.
Yeah.
I like it, the effects are just so good.
Yeah.
I actually gave it a 4 out of 5 though, and the reason I did was funny because it's exactly what you said. I you know, if his body didn't look like such crap, it
It's
really
just,
it's not
you know what
like
it is? It's a crap. It's unimaginative.
it's
It's
unimaginative, and it looks like
unimaginative.
it's not like finished. Like the effect's not completely finished to look organic.
Yeah, that, and like, again, I guess that's what they were going for. Maybe if they explained it better in the movie, like
Yeah.
exactly how he was built, maybe I would have forgave it. But
But my
I guess,
problem
yeah.
with it, everything else looks like it's really there. Like his body when they do the special effect, it looks like a computer animated thing.
And
Like he doesn't look like
he just looks
real.
hollow.
Yeah.
He
But
just looks
like the
hollow.
effect itself doesn't look real. Like the robots look real.
Yeah, that's
Like
what I'm
what
saying.
I
Like,
can't tell if they're animatronics or CGI. I couldn't tell.
And he has like this like chameleon kind of skin, so like you can kind of see through it. They just do it. They do it for from really contrived plot points in the movie. That's the only reason why they even do that. I don't even know why they even bothered showing you inside his body at all. But yeah,
Yeah.
I could see like it's just as the only as he literally the only area where like they kind of mess it up a little bit.
Because the
It's just
robots are amazing.
everything, even like the explosions, how
Yeah.
everything just looks so real. Like, I could not tell what was fake and what was real. And again, that's the pinnacle of any special effects where it fools you. Like, you don't know. And it had me like I didn't know this whole movie.
My overall, okay, so I'm gonna break this down twice. My overall as an action film is a 4 out of 5. My overall as an actual movie, because then you take plot and all this other stuff into account, is a 3 out of 5.
Same. It's the same for me. Like, it's a 4 out of 5 as an action film because it has some great action set pieces and scenes in it. But as an overall film, when you combine, like you said, the plot and like the acting and everything, it's a 3 out of 5. It's an average film.
So as an a Either way, I recommend it, but as an action fan, if you're an action fan and want to see a good action movie, hands down, you have to watch this movie.
Yes, definitely. Like, you can't miss it. I mean, it's on Netflix too. So like if you have Netflix, it's so easy. Just find it, search for it right now, watch it. Like, it's great. It's about, I think it's 2 hours, an hour.
Yeah, it's about an hour and 45 minutes,
right?
Something like that. Yeah, 2 hours.
But again, if you're an action movie fan, you have to check it out. It's great.
And the pacing, like, it's not like you're never held back. Like, it's just nonstop through the whole thing.
Yes,
It's action.
You are fully entertained every moment. Like, you're never bored. You're never kind of like.
There's always an effect going on or a fight or an action set
and
piece.
Until like it close when it gets close to the end, it's very clear what they're doing. It's not like confusing or like you're not sure what's going on. Like, it's a very clear plot point. It's just kind of like. It tries to say too much with it. It tries to do too much, really, with it. That's
it tries to ham-fist the message down your throat.
Yeah, it tries to do a lot of messages down your throat. I think that's where it kind of falls flat. But again, the action is so good that if you're an action movie fan, you'll be satisfied with it.
Like, you know, it's Anthony Mackie's character that gets confusing. And I get he's supposed to be confusing. You're not supposed to know what he's really doing in the movie.
Yeah.
But the way they explain a lot of this stuff, it's like it wasn't thought out before it was written on paper.
Yeah, or it's like they knew how they wanted to end it, and they wrote things to justify the ending.
Uh-huh.
They didn't come organically from like a character that they started with and developing. They just said, "Oh, we have a message. We want this to be the message. How do we get there?" And they just wrote it backwards.
And we want to make a cool like robot movie out of it.
Yes.
And how do we get there with this character?
Yep. Which is why I had to jump through all these hoops that you'll see in the film.
Yeah. My first similar is iRobot, because I wanted to stick with the guy who, you know, the guy who has, like, robotic pieces in him.
Mm-hmm.
And also, he fights robots, so, like, you know, that goes along with it.
Yep.
Action-wise, I actually like Outside the Wire more than iRobot.
Yeah.
But I think iRobot has a little better story to tell.
Yeah. Well, it's based off that book, Do Androids Sleep Electronics?
The same one as The Matrix is based off.
Well, yeah. Well, this was like literally almost based.
This was like really
from
based.
It. But this is like based off the book very more closely than The Matrix. But yeah, my first one is Battle of Los Angeles with Aaron Eckhart, which is great because this movie reminded me of the war scenes in this reminded me of the war scenes in that movie where like the movie gets a lot of crap because they say, oh, it's just all action. It's like, yeah. That's what's great about it.
It's called Battle Los Angeles.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, there's not much, you know, character development or plot. It's like, yeah, but there is a plot. Like you said, it's Battle Los Angeles. You want a war movie with aliens in LA. Like, that's what you're getting, and it's great. So, like, yeah, if you're just looking for a cool action film about aliens and U.S. Army, like, Battle LA is definitely one to go to and check out because it's pretty cool.
You want to talk about nonstop action.
Yeah.
It's basically nonstop. Black Hawk Down with aliens.
Yes. Yeah. This team gets like, they get like surrounded, they get stuck basically in LA and they have to get out of it, but they're heavily outnumbered and like they're outgunned and they have
and to Aaron like, Eckhart sneak is out. Really good in it.
Yeah, he is. He doesn't get enough credit for that role in that movie. True.
My next movie is the RoboCop, but it's actually the remake version that came out recently. Not a very good movie, but. You know, I can't only recommend the good stuff, right?
Yeah, yes,
this is called similar to movies, not recommended
similar,
movies.
Similar, exactly, yes.
It just has a very similar visual look as this movie does, special effects-wise and everything. But the special effects in the RoboCop are good. It's the movie itself that's not very good.
Yeah.
But, you know, the overall plot of a human-type robot that has to save the day is the same type of plot this has. What's your second?
Yeah, my second is Elysium with Matt Damon and Jodie Foster.
And big robot costumes?
And big robot costumes. It just is similar because the technology looks very, very similar. Like, the robots look very similar to the technology they have on themselves. Like, Matt Damon basically plays a guy, I think he's dying of cancer, and the rich elite, they live on this, like, space station where they can live forever because they have technology that basically cures them of any illness. And so he's trying to, like, hijack his way on there to, like, save himself. But in the process, he becomes a good guy, like learns to like help the resistance as basically trying to take down the elite, so that everybody on the planet can have the technology. Because like the rest of the Earth is like a crap hole, really. They look like a giant garbage dump. But it's a cool movie. Matt Damon's great in it. It's fun. It's just a cool.
It's when he gets that outfit, the movie goes nuts.
Yeah, it goes crazy. They have to drill it onto him, like, because it's not meant to actually come off. It's just meant to like it's almost like a suicide mission. Basically, if he doesn't make it. Like, he's not gonna make it. If he makes it, he'll survive. Really,
he's basically in like a mech, but like it doesn't like surround his body.
Yes, it's like only it's like arms and his shoulders and his back. Really,
yeah,
it's connected.
And he fights like other mech. Like, it's cool. It's cool as hell. Yeah,
it's cool. Exactly. Yeah. So definitely check that out if you're into like sci-fi.
It's another movie that fell under the radar because that one with Tom Cruise came out at the same time.
Yes, Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Which is a good one too. But you know, it's funny because like, I was gonna pick Edge of Tomorrow, but I feel like that movie is more like
alien
it's
based.
alien. Yeah, it's more alien based. It's not really about robots so
And
much. More like it's
that fit a lot better with Boss Level anyway.
yes, definitely. Yeah, because the whole like Groundhog Day esque plot about repeating the same day over and over again. But
So
yeah,
we highly recommend Outside the Wire.
yes,
It's a
highly.
great action flick. I know it's getting a lot of crap right now on
Well,
like
it's
review
getting a
sites
lot
and
like, you know,
stuff.
5 out of 10, which is like, again, if you're going into it as like looking for a film, yeah, it is a 5 out of 10. But if you're going for an action movie, it's
Oh,
easily like a,
five out of 10?
I mean, no, as a movie, people are giving it a 5 out of 10, like other
Are
reviewers, I'm
they?
saying.
Oh, five out of 10. I'm sorry. I misunderstood what you said.
5 out of 10,
No, you're
which as
right.
a
They are.
movie, it is a 5 out of 10. But if you but if it's an action movie, it would easily get like an 8 out of 10 if you're just looking purely at just a action as an
Because people are
action
looking
movie.
at it for the wrong reasons. People want,
Yes,
you know what it is? We're reviewers and you know, like we're critics. And but you know, certain most critics want to look at everything as like a complete movie, right? And you can't blame everyone for that, but you have to know what the audience is for the movie. And that's a lot of reviewers don't take that. The audience for this movie is action fans. It's so obvious.
Sci-fi action fans.
Yeah, sci-fi action
Sci-fi
fans.
action
Not
fans. That's what this is.
highbrow art movie
This is not.
fans.
It's not a suspense. It's not a
No,
drama. It's not even a
exactly.
thriller. Like, this is just a sci-fi action film, right? Like, that's what they were going for. That's what they were trying to do. And granted, they still stumble. It's not perfect, right? But in terms of why I sat down, I watched the trailer. What I saw from the trailer was what I was expecting. What I got.
If you like
So.
your Total Recalls and you like your Terminators, you like your RoboCops, you're gonna like Outside the
Yeah,
Wire.
exactly.
So this is Mr. Action signing out.
And this is Frickin' Cranks. Until next time, guys.